Good morning.
Morning.
Praise God. We thank him for the opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time to lift up and praise his name. And like the song said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And I think it's very, very, very important as children of God during these times that we let our light shine. Amen. I want you to join me right now as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come now in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we acknowledge that you are Lord and you are ruler of our lives. We acknowledge, Father, in ourselves we're perfect weakness. We acknowledge, God, without you we cannot do anything. That's why, Father, we welcome your Holy Spirit in our presence this morning. We're asking you, God, to do what only you can do. Lord Jesus, there may be someone out there under the sound of our voices today that needs a word from you. Yeah. We pray, God, this morning that as we go into our service, we will be sensitive to your spirit. Lord Jesus, we will do what you want us to do. Father, this morning we step aside and we ask you to have your way. We realize, God, it is not by might nor by power, but it is by my spirit, sent the Lord. So Holy Spirit, come in. Take over. Have your way, God. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Move how you want to move. Lord Jesus, we need you. We need you this morning. Every hour we need you. We need you, God, in charge of our situation. We need you, God, to come by here. Lord Jesus, we're in trouble. We need a miracle, God. We need your supernatural power. We need opportunity. Open up your Bible and let's see what God has to say. Amen. Matthew 5, verse number 1. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Yes, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And the word of God is already blessed. Amen. 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 Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, I ask that your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you right now for the opportunity to stand and proclaim your word. Father God, in times like this, we need a Savior. In times like this, we need a God that will take care of us, nurture us, and comfort us, and let us know that he will stick close to us than a brother or sister. Father God, without you, we are nothing. But Father God, we need a word from you. And without a word from you, what will we do? You said in your word that heaven and earth shall pass away. You said that the grass may wither. But you said that your word will never pass away. Your word will be eternal. So, Father God, all we have is your word to stand on. We are standing on your promises right now. So, Father God, right now, anoint your word afresh. Anoint your preacher afresh, oh Father God. I am unable to do this by myself. Father God, I am nothing. But with you and through you, all things are possible. So, Father God, let them see me, see you, and not me. Let them hear you and not hear me. Right now, in the mighty, majestic name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, you said that your word would go forth with power and might, and it would not return unto you void, that it will accomplish that which you sent it out to do. So we ask, oh God, that you draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. Make your word plain enough so that a child can understand it today. Let this be a rhema word, tailor-made, fit for the circumstance and situation of what we, your people, are going through at the present time. And then, Father God, we ask you for clarity of mind so that we be able to remember and have total recall of your word once it has been taught and preached right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, build us up with what we right now, Father, strengthen us where we're weak, fill us up where we're torn down right now. And Father God, bind Satan right now as he goes to and fro trying to snatch and confuse the word of knowledge from your people. We understand you said we perish for lack of knowledge. So have your way in the airwaves today. Have your way in every living room, every dining room table, on every earpiece, Father God, in this sanctuary today. Have your way. And whatever's accomplished, oh Heavenly Father, we, oh God, will be so very careful to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people heareth. Daniel chapter 2, beginning at the 17th verse. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the seasons. Have mercy. He removed kings and set it up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee, Daniel said, and praise thee, O God, of my fathers, who had given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known us the king's matter. Verse 27. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king had demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto thee, king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and make it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. And we know that God's word is already blessed. Grass may wither, y'all.
Yes.
The flower may fade away.
Yes, sir.
But the word of God is eternal.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'd like to speak with you this morning, just for a short while, to preach and teach.
Uh-huh.
When hell breaks loose.
My Lord.
All right.
My Lord.
That's all right.
Lord.
When hell breaks loose.
Yes, sir.
My brothers and sisters, in order to appreciate and understand what God is revealing in chapter 2 of the book of Daniel, we have to go back to what took place in chapter 1. In chapter 1, Daniel and his three friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, had been stripped of their ancestral heritage, robbed of their history and their backgrounds. Even their names had been changed. They were forced to acculturate into Babylonian society. They had to learn a new language. They had to learn a new culture.
Yes.
And King Nebuchadnezzar had decided that they should be invited to sit and meet at the king's table.
Yeah.
And Daniel and the three Hebrew boys decided that they would not, listen to me, people of God, defile themselves sitting at Nebuchadnezzar's table. And they drank water and ate vegetables for 10 days. After 10 days, the Bible says they were fatter and fairer than all the councils of Babylon because they took a risk. You hear me? They took a risk and God was by their side. Whenever you risk it all for God, God is sure to stand by your side. Whenever you declare that you will not compromise, God will reward your integrity. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, along with Daniel, after 10 days, are fatter, fairer than all the men of Babylon. And they came there as slaves. But now they are elevated to positions of prime minister. They are now governors in Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon. But then in Daniel chapter 2, hell breaks loose. Their position of prominence and prestige is now being threatened. Everything they had refused to compromise about is about to fall out from underneath them. Here's the story. Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, and he calls in his astrologers, magicians, all of the Chaldeans, and soothsayers, the wise men in his kingdom. And he calls them to a council with himself, because he wants them to give him the interpretation of his dream. Watch this now. Nebuchadnezzar says to these astrologers, wise men, and magicians, I need you to interpret my dream. They said to him, tell us what your dream is, O king, and we will be able to give you the interpretation. Nebuchadnezzar said, ha, I need the interpretation of the dream without you knowing what my dream is. Because if you're a wise man, astrologers, and magicians, you should know the dream before I tell you what it is. King, they said, no man can know what you are trying to ask. No man can know the interpretation of the dream unless you first tell us what the dream is. Nebuchadnezzar said, what am I paying you for? What are you doing up close to me and you don't even know what it is that I am dreaming at night? He signs a decree, an executive order. Oh, that all the magicians, wise men, astrologers, soothsayers, and Chaldeans should be put to death. And that includes Daniel. Because the Bible says Daniel is 10 times wiser than them all. The same captain of Nebuchadnezzar's host who preserved Daniel and his friends with vegetable and water goes to Daniel with a decree signed by Nebuchadnezzar himself.
Amen.
That Daniel, that is 10 times wiser than everybody in the kingdom, along with the magicians, wise men, astrologers, and Chaldeans, Daniel also will be put to death. He has been elevated to prime minister, and hell breaks loose. Daniel has been given position, prestige, and power, and all hell breaks loose. Life is going smoothly, then hell breaks loose. Everything is coming up roses, then hell breaks loose. Everything is working out in his favor, and then hell breaks loose. Somebody should be able to testify with me this morning. Life starts giving, going your way, finally going your way, and then hell breaks loose. A parent is sick, and you have to take care of them for years. You worked on a job for 35 years, and now they're talking about laying you off. You have planned your retirement, and now you have to take care of your grandchildren. You have planned for your life to work a certain way, and then hell breaks loose. You're looking for this, and then God sends that. I need somebody to help me testify. Even though you love God, even though you come to church, even though you read your Bible, pray three times a day, just because you are a Christian does not mean that hell will not break loose in your life. You have to be awfully immature to think that every day is going to be a good day. Some days are better than other days. Some days, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Y'all ain't with me. Especially when you get over 50 years old.
Amen.
I was sharing with my employees at work. I woke up on Tuesday. It was my left shoulder hurt. I got that shoulder straight. Then I woke up on Wednesday and my right shoulder was hurting. If it's not the shoulder, it's your leg. If it's not your leg, it's your back. If it's not your back, then it's your neck.
Tell
the truth. If it ain't that, it's the washing machine. The washing machine goes out. If not your washing machine, you wake up in the morning, go to work, you got a flat tire. If it ain't one thing, it's another. It's 3, 4, 5, 6 things you have alive. Because when you serve God, it does not mean hell will not break loose in your life. Here's what Daniel and the book of Daniel. In a position of prominence and prestige.
Yes.
Now the man who saved him comes to him with a written decree.
Lord.
That he cannot give the king not only the interpretation of what the dream is in the first place, he is going to die. And the Bible teaches us, Daniel teaches us how we ought to respond when hell breaks loose in our life. Hey, you can't find this answer in the bottom of a bottle. Marijuana ain't gonna do it for you. Coke ain't gonna get you cracked out enough. Drugs and alcohol will not fix it. Sometimes your problems, your troubles with your family, your children, your employment, your relationship with yourself will get so bad that you have to get down on your knees. This grown folk church this morning. This ain't for no immature church this morning. This is a grown folk message this morning.
Thank the Lord God.
You will have to say, God,
yes, sir.
I can't fix this.
I can't.
God, I don't know what to do about this.
Yes,
I tried. Yes. I tried counseling. I tried everything I know how to try.
Woo,
I need you. If you gotta use me, use me.
Yes,
but you gotta fix this.
Yes, God.
Here's the first response, y'all, that Daniel gives when hell breaks loose in your life.
Yes.
Number one, pray.
Amen.
Amen, Jesus. If praying is not your first choice, it ought to be your next choice.
Amen.
Daniel goes to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yes.
He says to them, whatever y'all doing, I need you to stop doing it right now. I need you to help me pray. Now that sounds simple. That sounds trite. That sounds so basic. But when you can't handle a situation, if prayer is not your first response, it ought to be your next response. We are so self-absorbed, Reverend Lyles. We are so techno-savvy that we know how to look for the answer whatever we got online. We're so into this stuff. You don't even bring a Bible. Some of us don't even bring Bibles to church no more. You got your iPad, your smartphone, and while I'm preaching, you're searching the net while I'm preaching. I don't have nothing against that because we're online right now. I remember when we were coming into the sanctuary, everybody's face was lit up. And it wasn't lit up because of the Holy Ghost. It was lit up because you're on your iPad and your
tablet.
I want to suggest to you that once in a while you get off Facebook and put your face in the book. Because there are some answers you can't find online. There's some answers you can't find on Wikipedia. You need to get you 3 or 4 praying saints.
Yes.
don't get these people, y'all. You church members, y'all church members that and don't want nobody to know what you're going through. Are you serious? If I got a situation, listen to me careful. I know you can't let anybody know stuff.
That's how I heard.
If you got a situation, listen to me.
Yes, Lord.
I want some praying folk.
That's it.
To know about. You got problems in your family?
Yes.
You got problems personally?
Yes, Lord.
You don't want a good, you why don't you want a good church?
Hello.
I said good church.
Uh-huh.
I said a good church to know about it.
Yes.
When I'm sick. And when I am in distress,
yes.
I want everybody who know how to pray to call my name before the Lord. Come on now, talk back to me. When I'm in trouble, I want everybody who know how to pray to call my name before the Lord. I was talking to a church mother who told me, and when she was sick, she had some church saints across 26 states on a prayer line. Praying for her, speaking in tongues known and unknown. Praying for her without ceasing. She asked me, Pastor, would you have a problem with all kind of people knowing about you and praying for you across 26 states? I said, I don't care. I don't care if it's a Muslim. I don't care if it's an unbeliever. I don't care if she's a witch. If she knows and they know how to pray, and they know who to pray to?
Yes, sir.
Pray for our God who sits on the throne for me. Because
yes,
the Bible says that the prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Oh, yes.
Somebody on the side of my voice should help me testify. If we pray and pray right,
yes,
can I send a witness in here?
Yes,
if we pray and pray right, God hears and answers prayer.
Yes, he does.
I need somebody on the side of my voice who has had a prayer. Was that a prayer answer?
Yes, sir.
If you trust and never doubt, God will surely bring you out. I need somebody who knows how to pray. I'm not talking about let down now, I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. No, not that kind of prayer. I'm talking about, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know.
That's all right.
I'm talking about when your soul is in trouble. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. I can't handle it. But you can. The medical center got doctors, y'all. But God got the power.
Yeah.
Doctors and pharmacists got the medicine. But God got the power. There's power in prayer.
Yes,
effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Daddy said, my brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you got a vested interest in this prayer. Because if I don't get the answer for the king, all of us getting ready to die.
No.
The Bible said,
yeah.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego prayed for Daniel. Because Daniel was given by God the ability to interpret visions. But he could not interpret the dream unless he knew what the dream was. God gave the answer after his friends prayed. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got up off their knees,
yes, sir.
Daniel had the answer.
Yes.
The interpretation and the dream. Now here's the second response, what you should do when hell breaks loose. Yeah, you ought to pray. Y'all with me, I hope. You ought to pray. But number two, give God some praise.
Yes, sir.
Woo, baby. Give God some praise. Somebody should shout with me right here. After God answers your prayers, don't act like you made it because you went to University of Miami. Don't act like you made it because you went to FAMU or Bethune-Cookman College. Don't act like you made it because you're so smart. When God answers your prayers, you ought to come back to where you got the answer and give God some praise. I got another problem, Brother Lies. I got a problem with people who don't know and refuse to give God some praise.
Yes,
listen, you can worship God quietly, but you cannot, I don't care what you say, you cannot praise God quietly. If God has been good to you, God has worked more than you nodding your head. He's worked more than you nodding your head. If God has made a way out of no way, you should do more than just clap your hands. you a job that you are not qualified for. If God has made a way out of no way, if God got your boy off the drugs and he got your child out of jail and kept one of your children out of jail, when you come to church and sit down the next time, you better open your mouth.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey! Hallelujah! I'm about to shout here because let me give y'all, oh help me. Let me make this thing applicable to you. Let me give y'all a definition of praise that y'all can remember up in here. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? Here is the definition of praise. Praise is the rent you pay on blessings you already enjoying. Oh, y'all get that. Y'all got that? Let me say it again. Praise is the rent you pay on blessings you already enjoying. Somebody on the sound of my voice today is behind on your rent payment. God woke you up this morning and you haven't said thank you yet. You're behind on your rent payment. God put food on your table and you've not given God praise yet. You are behind on your rent payment. Now will be a good time for you to catch up your rent payment. I don't care if you're listening to me in your kitchen or in your dining room table. It's time you catch up on your rent payment. He has been too good to you. Catch up on your rent payment. God has been good to you. Catch up on your rent payment. God gave you a car to drive. Catch up on your rent payment. He has given you friends and family to love you. Catch up on your rent payment. God has given you help and strength. Catch up on your rent payment. Your mama and your daddy still alive? You ought to catch up on your rent payment.
Not Lord.
You in the right mind?
Yes.
Catch up on your rent payment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The older I get, the louder I praise God. The more he blesses me, the more I want to shout and give him praise. Every time God wakes me up, I want to thank him for what he has already done. And if he does not do anything else, he has already done more than enough for me to run all over the church right now. Somebody can help me testify. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, I did not make it because I went to college. I'm not making it because I came from a good family. I could be in jail right now. But God's grace, his grace is so amazing. I'm going to let you dictate how I praise God. If you really intend on praising God, the next time you're given opportunity to enter the sanctuary, you must be careful what section of the church you sit in, because not everybody came to worship God. Some people in church came to criticize. Some are talking about, and don't take all of that. Speak for yourself. You don't need to take all that. If it don't take all of that for you, so you sit down and be quiet all you want. But you're not going to stop me because I woke up this morning and my mind stayed on Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The whole shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, here it is. Oh, magnify. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Woo, here we go, y'all. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I say he's good, y'all.
Yes, he is.
I say he's real.
Oh, yes.
Real, real good. You would not be here right now if it wasn't for the goodness of the Lord. God has been so good to you. You are a crook. That's right. You are a low-down sinner. I'm not just talking about a light sinner. You were a low-down sinner.
Yes.
There was nothing you would not try. There was nothing you would not do. And there was no one you would not do. But God looked beyond all of that and sent Jesus to save you. Then somebody going to tell you to be quiet? Somebody going to tell you to sit down? Negro, please. I've been through too much. I've been delivered from too much to keep my mouth closed when I get an opportunity. But when I think about how good God kept me, when hell breaks loose, God has been good to me. me. God has brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. God kept me when I couldn't keep myself. God made my enemies but leave me alone. There were people talking about me wishing I would fall. But here I am standing today in New Jerusalem Baptist Church, standing on the promises of God that he will make a way out of no way. He will guide my footstep. He told me in a little footnote, he threw it my way on the big one of his dinner. He said, son, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and I delight in his way. Yet you will fall, but you will get back up. Here's response of what God will do when hell breaks loose. Yeah, you should pray. That's one. Then you should get through praying. You should praise him. Then you, when you get through praising, finally Daniel says, you need to know how to proclaim the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. You need to know how to proclaim the name of the Lord. He got before Nebuchadnezzar in verse 27 and verse 28. And he told him what his dream was. And Nebuchadnezzar started giving Daniel praise. Daniel said, hey, hold up. Wait a minute. Don't give me any credit. Don't give me any praise. All the glory, all the honor belongs to the Lord. If the Lord been good to you, people of God, don't you take any credit for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give God the praise.
Give God the praise.
Proclaim his mighty name.
Yes.
Give him honor and glory.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody under the sound of my voice got something to be grateful about?
Yes, sir.
And God has done something for you.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Has he done something for you?
Yes, he has.
The last time he gave us another and another chance. Because he's just that good. God is so good, he gave us new mercies each and every day. God ain't hearing me. When I look at the promises of God that he has mapped out in his word, I got some few scriptures I'd like to holler at. Every time I get downtrodden and I get distressed, God told me in the book of Romans chapter 8, he said that no weapon formed against you, boy, will prosper. He said, I will work all things together for your good. He said that by my stripes, son, you are healed. He said, son, look at the lilies of the valley. Look at the grass. He said, look at the little bitty birdies. If God takes care of them, what you think about you? That God made in his own image, his own likeness. He sent his son to die for me. Won't you think God will make a way out of the way? When hell breaks loose, pray, praise him, and proclaim his name. I hope that something said today that will bless your heart, to help you in your walk with the Lord. And when the invitation to discipleship is offered, I want you to give your life to Christ if you don't know him. If you need a church home with a good covering, where the Lord is put first in everything we do, we welcome you to New Jerusalem. We thank God for you, and we bless your name. May God keep, may God bless you. This is my prayer.
Of our body. If you answer to any one of those requests that I had just made known, if you call this number 954-612-0141, there'll be someone at the end of that line that will be happy to pray for you and to pray with you as you begin your walk of faith with God. Amen. Amen. When hell breaks loose, we need to know how to pray, and we need to know how to call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Lift your hands with me as we do our benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the church say,